Welcome to part two of Miracle Child, my series for Advent. Thursday, December 15, 2022. Part two of the series is entitled Salvation from Slavery. Our first reading is from Genesis chapter 17. And God said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall become nations. Kings of peoples shall come from her." Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said to himself, "Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?" And Abraham said to God, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before you." God said, "No, but Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his offspring after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and multiply him greatly. He shall father 12 princes, and I will make him into a great nation. But I will establish my covenant with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this time next year." Our next reading is from Galatians chapter 4. "Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not listen to the law? For it is written that Abraham had 2 sons, one by a slave woman and one by a free woman. But the son of the slave was born according to the flesh, while the son of the free woman was born through promise. Now, this may be interpreted allegorically. These 2 women are 2 covenants. One is from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. She is Hagar. Now, Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. She corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother. For it is written, 'Rejoice, O barren one who does not bear. Break forth and cry aloud, you who are not in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than those of the one who has a husband.' Now you, brothers, like Isaac, are children of promise. But just as at that time he who is born according to the flesh persecuted him who is born according to the Spirit, so also it is now. But what does the Scripture say? 'Cast out the slave woman and her son, for the son of the slave woman shall not inherit with the son of the free woman.' So, brothers, we are not children of the slave, but of the free woman." Our gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 1. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. My garden did not do very well this past year. It was a combination of the dryness of the summer and my neglect in the garden while I worked on other large projects. Next year, I hope it will do better. The one thing that did very well is what seemed to be a surprise zucchini, where I could see that it was either a volunteer or a seed that had washed into the corner because of the rain. The stem of the plant grew out of that corner nicely into an area where it could thrive, and so I called it my umbilical cord zucchini because there was this long stem and then all the leaves shot out of it. And until the rain quit for the summer and the bugs finally killed it off, I had about 11 nice zucchini that I could claim from that plant, the most I've ever gotten from one. At a certain point in late June or early July, I started to see these orangish red eggs all over my zucchini plant. And as many as I tried to rub off the plant, there still seemed to be enough that there would hatch these stink bug-like insects that, well, turned out to be squash bugs. They killed off my zucchini and my pumpkins, which are all in the squash family. I looked them up and learned how to deal with them next year, assuming they come back. Dishwasher soap combined in water will kill them off quickly. We know that one of the joys of Christ coming into the world is that he will one day bring a full pardon from the fallenness of this world. Jesus' blessings will flow, far as the curse is found, as the words of Joy to the World tell us. No more sins or sorrows, no more thorns, no more squash bugs destroying our beautiful zucchini. When you think about it, in regards to fallenness, we are captive to sin, to aging, and to the troubles of the world that came along after Adam and Eve ate of the fruit of the tree. Yet God promised that he would send a seed of the woman to crush the head of the serpent. That promise would be fulfilled in the time of Jesus. Back in Jesus' line, there was another child named Isaac. Abraham, at that point, had two children, Isaac and Ishmael. Ishmael's troubling story involves unbelief because Sarai, Abram's wife, approved of her husband going in to be with her slave. The result was Ishmael. But Ishmael wasn't the child of promise. God had promised that a child would come from the line of Sarai and Abram. From this child would Abram have many descendants, one of them being Jesus. Ishmael's line was not the child of promise. The Apostle Paul describes the difference as he makes an analogy that deals with God's two covenants for us, the covenant of the law and the covenant of grace in his son Jesus. The mothers of Ishmael and Isaac represent two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. She is Hagar. Now Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. She corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother, as it says in Galatians chapter 4. The law, the Ten Commandments, and all the laws and rules that flow from them demonstrate our slavery to sin and death. Paul writes, "Now you brothers, like Isaac, are children of promise. But just as at that time he who is born according to the flesh persecuted him who is born according to the Spirit, so also it is now." Paul writes that eventually slavery will be cast out, and those who are persecuted because they are of Christ will be free and share in the promises of grace, life, and salvation in Jesus that are the marks of that promise. And Paul writes, "So brothers, we are not children of the slave, but of the free woman. We are not slaves to the Ten Commandments, though we do not throw them out. They are to show us our sins, to curb us of sin, and to give us a measure in life, but they do not give us life. We have life and forgiveness of sins in our Savior Jesus. Jesus was born to save us from sin and death, and in fact, that is what the name means that he was given. God saves. Jesus, being born into human flesh, has come to save us, far as the curse is found. He came to save us from slavery to sin, to death, to the tempting and taunting of the devil, and to all the actual slavery of this world. Jesus has saved us from all of those things. And so we rejoice at Jesus' first coming, and we look forward to that second coming, when the new Jerusalem will be fulfilled, not the Jerusalem of the law, but the heavenly Jerusalem, when God will bring about a new heavens and a new earth, and we won't have to deal with the squash bugs and a lot of other unsettling things anymore. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Once he came in blessing, all our sins redressing, came in likeness lowly, Son of God most holy, bore the cross to save us, hope and freedom gave us. Come then, O Lord Jesus, from our sins release us. Keep our hearts believing, that we grace receiving. Evermore confess you, till in heaven we bless you.